This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. There are now more coronavirus cases being reported outside China than inside it, with Italy and Iran in particular seeing their outbreak spread to nearby countries. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Italy, the epicenter of the virus in Europe, now says it has at least 350 cases. At least 12 have died there. Its so-called red zones, quarantine towns, in the north remained on lockdown on Wednesday, with troops and police checking vehicles.
Ai malati del coronavirus.
Fear spreading across the country, as many worshippers wore masks to watch Pope Francis express his support for coronavirus sufferers and health workers. European countries have reported new infections linked to the Italian outbreak. In Spain, guests will be holed up in a Canary Islands hotel for 2 weeks after an Italian doctor staying there was diagnosed. And Greece confirmed its first case on Wednesday, while France reported its second death from the virus. Asia remains worst hit, with hundreds of new cases reported on Wednesday alone. While in the Middle East, cases linked to Iran are still spreading, with Kuwait and Bahrain reporting new infections.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. Meanwhile, President Trump is defending his administration's response to the coronavirus threat, but senior lawmakers are calling for more money to fight it. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The administration's made an urgent request for $2.5 billion.
It's at levels I think are appropriate.
But lawmakers on both sides are telling Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar that's not enough.
We will put together a supplemental that will address this issue.
Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro chairs a panel that sets health agency spending. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling for $8.5 billion, more than triple the administration request. President Trump says he'll have a news conference today after being briefed by health officials.
This